Susan, Butcher Box to the rescue. The other night we had some friends over for dinner and we had no idea what to make. And I was like, guess what? We have a freezer full of meat. So my husband went down and thawed out some chicken from Butcher Box and made the best coq au vin that we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, you'd have been screwed without Butcher Box because I know you ain't got no time to go to the store right now.
That's true. I don't have time to go shop for meat or pick out the meat or find the best quality, low-priced meat. So ButcherBox does all of that for me.
So, true story, my husband's workplace has a Slack channel called Smoked Meats. And I know you can't like win a workplace conversation, but he is now because with Butcher Box, his great cuts of meat to the door, they can cook up and take photos of for his workmates.
I love ButcherBox, and I think other people would too.
ButcherBox is the ultimate convenience, delivered right to your doorstep, free shipping always, with curated, customized box plans.
It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork, raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood.
There are a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value with exclusive membership deals. They also provide recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks.
Sign up at butcherbox.com/proof and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off.
Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/proof and use code PROOF to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
Hey everyone, before we continue with this episode, I want to tell you about another podcast. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to watch your house burn down or be attacked by an alligator or learn that your spouse hired someone to kill you? If you're dying to know, then What Was That Like is the podcast for you. What Was That Like is filled with real stories about the most surreal experiences of people's lives. On the show, host Scott Johnson dives deep with his guests into the unbelievable situations they found themselves in, like animal attacks, plane crashes, winning The Price is Right, and more. The show brings you tons of completely surreal, completely true stories, all told through the lens of the person who actually experienced it.
Check out some of these episodes about wild and gripping stories to gain some insight on what it was like to, say, be a professional bridesmaid or lose a leg in a shark attack.
Susan, I think you'd be a really good professional bridesmaid.
And you'd be really good at losing a leg in a shark attack.
Oh, gee, thanks.
So if you want to hear some disturbing and inspiring firsthand stories, you need to check out What Was That Like? Every story is thoroughly researched and fact-checked, so you know even the most bizarre tales are someone's reality. Listen to What Was That Like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hello and welcome to this week's Sidebar. We're here to discuss episode 15 of season 2 of Proof. That was actually the third to last episode in this season of Proof, at least for now. We have two more episodes coming up, and we had a lot of great listener questions this week, but also I feel like a lot of them will be addressed in the upcoming episodes, so might have to wait on that.
A lot of the questions I think will hopefully be answered during the next two episodes.
And in this week's episode, you heard us talk again to Tim Fisher. And as you heard at the end of the episode, Justin and I walked away with very different takes, very different impressions, I guess, of how the interview had gone.
Yeah, I walked away feeling, we don't know what he knows, and he wasn't really being forthcoming with what he knows, and it could be he doesn't know anything. And like we've said before, there's a lot of reasons why people don't share information with us or don't want to talk to us, or, some people, as you heard, just hang up the phone on you. Tim is willing to sit down with us, not once, but twice. So if he does know more about the sister's house, even rumors about the sister's house, there could be a lot of reasons why he wouldn't want to share that. And to me, that's the question, is like, why wouldn't he want to share that information?
Yeah. I do think he did not know about the Eric Greer tape. I still feel that. His reaction seemed pretty genuine to me. Just, he seemed surprised Eric had done that.
Yeah, I don't know that there's reason to think that Tim would have known that Eric sat down and recorded that video unless someone had a copy and gave it to him. When that was recorded, I don't think Tim was even living in Manteca anymore. Don't know if he kept in touch with Eric at that point. So I do think he wasn't aware of the video.
One odd part of our interview was that the first time we talked to Tim, he told us, he's like, I left Manteca. When I found out Eric was dead, I was surprised, wasn't even around anymore. Yeah, I left there. In the second interview, one of us asked him, like, so is that when you left Manteca? And he denied it. He insisted he had never left Manteca and that it hadn't happened, even though the previous time he himself told us he left. Here's what Tim said during the second interview when we asked him about people who were saying he'd left town not too long after Renee's body was found. After Renee's death, like, what did you do in the weeks after?
I just continued on with my life. Riding my skateboard.
Did you stay in Manteca?
Oh, yeah.
They asked...
I'd never leave that town because of anything anybody thought, ever.
Some people say you left town.
The police were asking about you.
Disappeared afterwards.
Because of all the stuff, and they were told
no,
that...
No, you could ask all my closest friends, and I have a huge group. I stayed right there on the block where the Volk brothers thought they were going to try to jump me and all that other dumb
shit. You didn't leave town?
Why would I fucking leave town?
People told the cops you'd left town and gone to Stockton.
Maybe years later for a few months because I was homeless and stayed with a friend. I never left town for nothing.
Yeah, I think he was more reacting, though, to the time frame of when he left. Like, he doesn't deny leaving Manteca at some point. It's just when.
Well, he says he didn't leave back then. And, I mean, we know from the case file that people were saying he'd left back then, even before Jake and Ty were arrested.
Yeah, which they weren't arrested right away. So back then, it's like, what does that mean? Are we talking like the week her body was found or like 6 months later?
The second interview, he told us he never left Manteca until like years and years later.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from Jake's interviews before his arrest that he's telling them that his friend Lewis is telling him that Tim left town.
Right. It's all like all this sort of like Tim left town. Like, did he go on vacation for a few weeks or did he leave town permanently? Did he come back in between that time? And when he left to actually go live somewhere, it's hard to piece all that together, especially with someone like Tim and a lot of people in the story who are couch surfing and they don't really have a permanent address. It's hard to track where people are living and when.
If you're listening to this show, then I'm going to guess you're a fan of true crime podcasts. So in the mornings, grab your favorite mug and pour yourself a dose of spine-tingling true crime every a.m. with Morning Cup of Murder. It's a short daily show that's the perfect podcast to incorporate into your morning routine. In less than 15 minutes, you'll hear about a true crime that took place on today's date in history. Each day's dark history lesson will kickstart your morning with intriguing tales of murder, abduction, serial killers, cults, and more.
So, pour yourself a piping hot cup of murder every single morning with Morning Cup of Murder. Find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do you have trouble sleeping? Then maybe you should check out the Sleepy Podcast. It's a show where I read old books in the public domain to help you get to sleep. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of classic stories like A Tale of Two Cities, Pride and Prejudice, Winnie the Pooh, stories that are great for adults and kids alike. For years now, Sleepy has helped millions of people catch some much-needed Z's, start their next day off fresh, and discover old books that they didn't know they loved. So, whether you have a tough time snoozing or you just like a good bedtime story, fluff up the cool side of your pillow and tune into Sleepy. Unless you're driving, then please don't listen to Sleepy. Find Sleepy on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes each week. Sweet dreams.
So I think, Susan, it'd be fair to say that we all left the interview not knowing exactly what to make of it, but having the sense that Tim knew more than he was sharing. You know, and even that sounds funny, like he knew more. Like, does he know more about the rumors? Does he just know the hearsay and what people have told him, like everyone else? Or did he actually see something and witness it with his own eyes? Like, that we don't know.
We also talked to Julie, the older sister from the sister's house in last week's episode. And we spoke to her for about 15 minutes or so. Like we say in the show, like, I think we had the hope in the back of our heads that maybe she'd be able to, like, give us all the answers, which, of course, is not how things are ever going to go. But The thing she didn't do was tell us that all the rumors were nonsense, none of this had happened. That's what I kind of expected her to say as well, because that's what she said back then, essentially, to the police. But she definitely was not saying that. She denied knowing anything, but she seemed to accept the possibility or find it not at all impossible that the people who've been living there with her had been involved in something like this.
Yeah, it felt like if this happened, I don't know anything about it. And like you, I was hoping we'd talk to her and she'd be like, yeah, this is what happened. And yeah.
Or even to say none of it happened. Like that would have been useful too. And of course, a big problem in all of this is that the documentation from the police file just kind of isn't there. There are a few references here and there to the stories being reported. But compared to the stuff from Jake and Ty, like the investigations into them, the paperwork is so minimal. So there's not much of a record to go on there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if there's a bunch of files, records, paperwork that we don't have, right?
I mean, I always wonder that, but...
The answers could be there. We just don't have access to them. Or maybe they looked into it and was like, this is a bunch of nonsense. It's just crazy rumors.
I do think it's significant, though, that Julie told the police something that's very different from what she told us now. Because back then she told the police, like, there was nothing to it. The whole thing was just a joke taken badly. And the police seemed to believe that. But from what she told us, I did not get the sense at all that's what happened.
Yeah, although she also just didn't really want to talk about it. So she was sort of brushing it away. Like, I don't want to see what I said. You know, like, she didn't want to talk about it. I guess you did remind her what she said back then.
Yeah, and she insisted that whatever was in the police file was a lie.
Yeah. Who knows? When something like this has happened and you move on with your life and then two random people show up at your door, you're not prepared to talk about it. You know, I wish she had called us back a few days later after she had a minute to like let it sink in. And
which happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes, yeah. Hey, Susan, how did you like the audio of Kevin and Anthony joking that they should just leave us there?
We would have been doomed. We weren't getting out of there. I heard the tape later. I'm like, you assholes.
It actually made me laugh really hard when I heard that. And you know, we would have said the same thing had we made them get out of the car.
Or fake driven away.
Just yeah, exactly. We would have taken it one step further and actually driven down the driveway.
Yeah. So like we said, there are two more episodes left in the season. However, if anyone out there is listening and has any information they'd like to share, we'd like to encourage you to still call us, even after the show is over. So even though the season's wrapping up, we're not going anywhere. And we'll still be doing updates down the line on how Jake's case is going. So anyone out there, if you have any information, give us a call.
Susan, I love how you say the season's wrapping up. It never wraps up.
It never ends.
It never ends. Like, we continue to work on this around the clock all the time. I'm sure, like you said, there'll be update episodes.
And we're still doing like emails and like texts about Jeff Titus's case, like often enough, like it never ends.
It never ends. Yeah, it keeps going. So the idea that it wraps is like, you know, that's just not the case.
But it does mean there'll not be weekly episodes after the 17th episode.
Although you saying that has probably now
jinxed us.
And next week we'll be like, actually, we made a mistake and there's an extra episode.
I just tempted the fates.
We are coming to a close. How about we leave it at that?
And because of that, we're going to keep it short for the sidebar this week. But stay tuned for Monday for episode 16, where you'll hear from some new voices that you've not heard in the show yet so far.
Some new voices and voices with some really kind of interesting new information.
So tune in Monday and find out more about who left that anonymous comment on the website about the ghost hauntings at Home Depot.
You've been listening to Proof Sidebar, a podcast by Red Marble Media in association with Glass Box Media. Send us your questions and comments at proofcrimepod@gmail.com. Follow us everywhere with the handle @proofcrimepod and on our website, proofcrimepod.com. Regular episodes drop on Mondays, and you can find sidebars on Thursdays. Thanks so much for listening.